Previously on Tomorrow's End.
We got a lot of shit done.
However, Hank is going to be so pissed off.
I'm not filling him in next session.
That's terrible.
You guys need to remember this.
I'm not filling him in. Because he's just going to be captured.
He's waking up in a box.
There is word passed around in these parts of a band of heroes, put in the ground by a man named Morrow to rise up and save the world when needed. Some woke early and died fighting the evil. Others woke later and had to pick up the pieces. Trapped between the Kentucky Free State to the north and God knows what to the south, they tried to fix what ain't right in the world. So relax and listen for a moment to the stories of Recon 17.
So maybe a boat, perhaps?
They have a sub.
A boat. You know, perhaps they have an airship, like an aircraft carrier that's still floating after all this time. Those are built to last, of course. You know, there's a couple dry docks. That does assume the full 80 miles, correct. But they are built. There are dry docks that they could put it in and fix it at some point. I mean, all up and down the coast of Florida, there are dry docks that they could put it in.
More transmissions.
418, listening. Requesting. Go ahead, 418. 20 pounds of fuel. Am I clear to land?
Clear to land, god damn it!
Of course they have aircraft.
You are clear to land.
Hold up. Is this coming from the thing that's 80 miles out?
No, this is coming from half the transmission is coming from what looks like
Gainesville.
Aimed at Gainesville, a little south of Gainesville. You're not 100% sure.
Where's the nearest airport in Gainesville?
Just past Gainesville, if you look at your map.
Just past where we're hearing the transmission come from?
Yeah, well, the other transmission's coming from actually further north, but weaker.
Okay.
Not a lot weaker, but weaker.
Okay. I will continue listening.
Okay.
Further north of Jacksonville?
Further north of Gainesville.
North of Gainesville. If you keep listening, okay. You keep hearing traffic like this. Basically, someone
is it like an air traffic controller almost?
Yeah, it almost sounds like it.
What's the major airport in Gainesville? What's the name of it?
It is,
or at least back in our time, I bet it's the Gainesville Municipality Airport.
Regional airport.
Perfect. I will relay that information to Jake. It sounds like that they have aircraft landing and taking off at a regular interval here. I hear a request for fuel, a request for supplies every now and again. But it sounds like that they are requesting supplies and then taking off again later, like it's an air traffic controller almost.
Now, what Andy forgot is what they're flying.
Yeah, it could be a helicopter. It could be some sort of C-130, perhaps.
B-52s.
I don't think they're flying that kind of weaponry, Tim.
Well,
if it's an A-10, if it's an A-10, I would be real pissed at you, Tim.
B-2.
I don't know if it's a B-2.
B-1Bs!
But we will continue to listen to see what it could be as Bjorn drives up.
Stop trying to measure. New feature. Stop. Quit zooming. Done.
Are you on fantasy grounds? Is that what's giving you the trouble?
No, I'm actually on. I found Google Earth works really well for
Google Earth is pretty
managing
nice.
This stuff, especially specifically for anything that has to deal with real stuff. Add placemark.
Right.
So Jake.
Right there.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, but they could have some major firepower there. Just an FYI. As we get closer to Gainesville, they may actually have an ability to take us out.
Well, we may have to wait till nightfall.
Try honking. You fucker.
Drive in full speed honking.
You know, waiting till nightfall sounds like a good idea. However, waiting till Bjorn catches up with us, we could possibly have a better long range.
You want your sniper back?
Waiting for a better long range scope. Maybe a good opportunity.
Yeah.
As we get closer to the Gainesville, we can see if Hank's signal picks back up again.
You know how uncomfortable that vehicle is with that gigantic frickin' rifle that's constantly catching on everything?
Wait till I get there.
So, once Bjorn catches up to us, How far Bjorn catches up to us?
How far is Bjorn away from us?
Bjorn's in radio range.
Bjorn, we're waiting for you, buddy.
Better have the fucking Bengay out.
I have the canister, and the auto dock is ready for you if you really need it.
Because your other auto dock is currently indisposed of.
He's not automatic. He's just docked.
So he's child. Jake's gonna be like, oh, so you got thrown around inside of a tin can too, huh?
Well, you don't want to know.
How's the quad?
What was your first time riding a horse bareback like?
Yeah, technically, wouldn't Bjorn be like a couple inches shorter because of all the compression on his mind?
I've never ridden a horse bareback, buddy.
Jake has.
Like, I've never ridden a horse bareback, buddy.
I was seven. I was seven, man.
Are there any other messages that are coming through that we can hear?
Doesn't matter. They stuffed a grenade in their pants and they blew up.
Perfect. I'm glad they blew up the control tower for us.
You hear about every 5-10 minutes some kind of traffic coming out of that. And it's all routine, just asking positions.
How many units are there?
You count maybe three.
Three active units?
Yeah.
And how many airborne did we hear in that?
That's three
frequency?
Airborne plus the air, okay. Plus the ground. So that's it.
Three total?
In the air, yeah. Well,
what about
think
the ground?
In the air.
What about the ground?
Ground, you always hear the same voice, and it's just they're responding yes, no, hey, turn to this, and so on. Basically, if you keep listening, what it sounds like to you is they're mentioning a almost like, hey, here I am. And then the other, what you're assuming is an airport, is using some kind of RDF to say what direction they're currently at. And then from each time that they report in, they can plot something and then tell them where to turn.
So they don't have GPS on the aircraft anymore because the GPS has crashed? Like the SATs have crashed?
No, the satellites could all be up there, but if you don't have the ground station sending the signals...
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Russian GLONASS now requires you to Venmo money to use it.
Yeah, GLONASS. As opposed to NOVSAT?
Yeah, as opposed to going to be sold to the Chinese because they can't afford anything else.
Okay. I will continue listening as we wait for Bjorn to catch up. He's probably like a mile and a half out now.
Bjorn, there's yet a couple close calls because you're lower to the ground and you can't see that, oh shit, there's no bridge.
Right.
So you finally arrive.
Hey, buddy.
These guys are like in the shade.
I press the button to lower the back gate so you can kind of like hop in and we can strap the quad or pull the quad into the back because there's enough space in the back to get it in and tie it down.
Yeah, it'll be cramped for you guys couldn't live in it like that, but yeah.
Where okay, on the now outside that he's here, do you want me to tie a quad, Tim?
Just lift. Just lift.
No.
There's three of us. Okay, so now that we're all here together,
go really fast and find a hill to jump it on the top.
Okay, so now that we're all here, you know, in the same place, we need to turn our radios and thus the beacons on them off. Because if we can track Hank, they knew we were behind them.
I don't know if they knew. I don't know if they knew that we were behind them, but they definitely didn't stop for us to catch up at all.
Right. Still, just a good precaution.
So, they have been taking off and landing planes and or helicopters. Unsure at this point in time, as I haven't been able to visually verify what they are. They have three units, whether it be air, ground, or an air unit. I haven't been able to determine yet, but they are calling in for fuel, sometimes supplies. It depends on what it is. I heard 20 pounds of fuel before. I have heard 20 liters of fuel before, so it looks like they're using both measurements. unsure as to why they're using both measurements.
Well, air normally uses pounds.
Fair? I wasn't in the
air. And ground uses... Yeah.
Yeah, air, when they load a plane or an aircraft with fuel, it's done by pounds.
Okay. So the air units are done by pounds. The ground units are done by liters and or gallons, depending.
Yeah. Yeah. Because believe me, after jumping out of a few planes, they do that in pounds. Evidently, it has something to do with
weight,
with air weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything on the plane is done in pounds.
They're 8 miles to wherever. Man, what's the city again, Tim?
Gainesville.
They're 8 miles to Gainesville. So that's where we got to go.
I want to walk around the front and look at baby.
No, you're not. Nah, don't look at it. It's fine. It's just fine.
It's been scraped clean. Emphasis on scraped. And it looks like someone put a wad of chewing gum up underneath it.
It's just fine.
Hank isn't kill you.
There's no
Hank
headlight.
Doesn't have to know.
No turn signal, although the guys never use the turn signal anyways.
How's he not going to know?
No gator head.
He's not going to care because we just came and rescued his ass.
Yeah. So, Bjorn, as long as you don't tell him, we don't have to tell him.
In Sharpie, it said Will did not do this.
It definitely...
They rammed us.
It does say that. I rolled a 75. It does say that.
Fetus is not at fault.
Correct. Will is at fault, not fetus. So, Bjorn, what I'm thinking is we get a little bit closer.
We're going to have to scout.
We're going to have to scout it out. Whether that's us physically walking there or another combination of whatever we have to do. I would prefer us to stay inside the vehicle just in case, because small arms fire is going to be able to small arms fire is not going to be able to penetrate this vehicle, as made very clear by us perhaps blowing through a checkpoint that the KFS set up earlier.
The one
where they rammed us.
They definitely rammed us, correct.
Somebody's small arms would absolutely poke holes through it.
That's not a small arm, Mr. Gray.
One from getting too close to the vehicle is going to be...
The only problem with us getting quote unquote too close with the vehicle is them perhaps sending out patrols to see us because our radio interference.
Oh, don't worry about their patrols. They've been rolling 95, 98, and 93.
Tim, just because you say that doesn't mean I believe you at the moment.
Also, we don't know if they do have an air unit.
So I will scan. I will pull out some binocs and start scanning the sky as we get closer. I'll hand it over to Jake and I'll have Jake or Bjorn scan the sky as we get closer to see if there's perhaps a helicopter or some sort of aircraft that is patrolling.
It's an autogyro.
That is an autogyro, you asshole.
Say, if we get close, I mean, we can get close enough. And
we can get 4 miles away without being seen, period. Well,
and then we can go by foot or... Or Jake, you know, we could get a little bit closer and see what we can observe.
And we're in Gainesville, correct?
We're near there, yeah.
Yes. Is that a IHOP? What is that?
Yeah, there's an IHOP near there, just a little bit south of
Gainesville. There's a boot barn.
Nah, who cares about that? Unless it's like a spot we can actually like store the vehicle at, I don't care.
All right, so you guys are going to make take off and go?
We're going to slowly start rolling closer.
Roll in.
What so is...
75. Or you could try to go cross-country.
No, I'd prefer not to go cross-country unless we see a roadblock in the distance. Then I would prefer to go slowly off-road.
Is Hank's signal still moving?
We can't see it anymore?
Correct. It is off the map.
So we have to get closer to Gainesville to find out if he's there or not.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Okay, we need everybody to roll a perception.
Even Hank? Observe.
No, Hank. Not a perception. You know what I mean.
Observe.
44.
Out of?
55, fucker.
93, Jake.
God damn it,
I don't see shit.
What'd you got, Bjorn?
And now I got a 44.
Yeah. Even better.
Too late.
41.
All right.
Bjorn?
Guess who heard it first?
Herds.
While you guys were discussing.
While driving.
No, while you were standing there discussing, you hear an engine.
From the sky or from the ground?
From the ground.
How close?
South of you. It's loud. It sounds like it doesn't have a muffler.
There is a vehicle to the south of us.
Yep. And it then passes by the rest stop on 75.
What does it look like?
It looks like a deuce and a half.
Do we see a indicator to show on the side? Perhaps a logo?
It's OD green.
Okay.
Does it have
a tarp over the back of it?
It does have a tarp.
Is it rolled up or down?
Nope, it's down.
That means that there are most likely not people in the back of it.
So they're hauling ass down the highway. They go north of you, and then you disappear.
They go north towards Gainesville?
They go north on 75, yeah.
Towards Gainesville. Okay. Is there any radio contact coming from the vehicle towards Gainesville?
Yes. This is of the digital one that all you hear is you hear a carrier. And it's coming from the direction where the vehicle is and moves with it. So it's digitally encrypted.
Joy. Can I attempt to crack it?
You sure can. Computer skill, minus 40. Missed.
My computer check is 90, Tim. And it rolled a 50.
You suck, sir.
I rolled right on the nuts, Tim.
5 successes exactly. Awesome.
DMR encryption. They're using an encryption key 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What bullshit? I put in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 encryption key.
All right.
What are they transmitting?
They're transmitting that they're 8 miles out.
What are they carrying?
They don't say. They're just
they don't specify. They're just specify 8 miles out.
8 miles out. We should be in there shortly. We're running low on fuel.
So this is where they fuel up. Okay. Do they say where they're coming from?
Nope. It just sounds like a report in. You didn't even hear a response. It's just a report.
No response back.
This is a fuel depot.
Relay that information out to everyone.
Okay. You're going to key up and make sure Hank hears it too?
Nope.
You said everyone.
Everyone in the vehicle. I'm like, hey.
Not in the world.
It sounds like that they are a fuel depot near Gainesville, whether or not that is 100% correct for everyone. It sounds like that this vehicle that just pulled in, the deuce and a half, is fueling up here. They're low on fuel, and they should be there shortly. They're about 8 miles out from where Gainesville, quote-unquote, proper is. So I'm going to assume that that's where they are.
Okey-dokey.
I guess we can pull out slowly and begin to head that way.
Merge into traffic.
So
what traffic, Mr. Gray?
This tells me that they have a reason.
Just falling behind the last vehicle.
Actually, if you look at your map, not far up the road is... Actually...
I prefer a back road in.
If it is still there, that looks like that there was an office complex right up against the highway, that if it's clear, you might be able to surf over and through and get over to a back road.
What do you think, guys?
Let's do that.
Yeah, I think
let's do that.
What do you think, Bjorn? Good call?
Go for it.
All right, let's go.
All right, as you get up there, the trees are pretty heavy, but you can see remains of what looked like a multi-story building. And it's clear enough because of the parking lot isn't happy for trees to grow into.
I mean, it's like 4 inches thick.
So you can get through and you can pick your way through. You can find a way to get over to that other road. So as you get over to that other road, you can start driving along. They got actually multiple paths here where you can see that there was a couple of roads. 75 continues in, and then you look at your map and you can see that there was a main road that went through. You've got a couple of options. In fact, actually, you see there is actually this road that you got onto looks like it wraps all the way around Gainesville and goes actually right past where the airport was.
Let's slowly go down this one.
Okay.
Okay. So are we popping
Jake
up
or
onto
Bjorn? Jake or Hold Bjorn? On.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Are we picking up Hank's radio?
Not right now. You still don't have it right now. If you keep watching for it, it'll alert you when it comes back on.
Jake or Bjorn, do one of you two want to get in the cupola to visually see in case there are people walking down roads or perhaps just chilling?
I'm more than happy to be in the cupola.
Letting.
Holy shit, that's a lot of solar.
And it's ours now, Tim.
As you guys drive along, the road ruins through here. It's not bad, but the trees have all grown up. You can see on the left and the right-hand side that this looks like it was an industrial commercial area. Ruins of different large buildings through here. Then you go, it looks like maybe these were apartments. You're not sure. They're taller alike, but they've all crumbled. Some of them look like they've been burned. And you start going through residential areas specifically.
Like lower houses, yeah. Perhaps?
Yep.
Are there any buildings that are still standing at all?
No.
Okay, they're all just flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing, perhaps, that we could scrounge from them?
Oh, you can take some time and go try looking through stuff.
Not right now, but perhaps on the way back.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what our options were on the way back.
As you make your way there, you've got a couple of options. You keep going through more and more ruins that you realize that, holy crap, it's like everybody just left.
It's not like everyone just left. It's like everyone just died.
Yeah. And it's like, this obviously has not been where you're at, has not been used or anything like this. It is all just ruins of...
Are we starting to see Hank's signal at all?
Yes.
Okay.
When you get around to what your map is telling you, that you are south, almost due south of downtown Gainesville, you're now getting blips backing in where it's showing up.
How far away from us to the airport?
The signal looks like it is 4 miles. Hold on.
So right smack dab in the middle of that airport?
Actually, it does. It looks like it's right dab... right in the middle.
Are we able to pinpoint if it's near like one of the warehouses there or just that general area?
That general area.
Okay. I relay that information back to everyone and we will continue creeping closer.
Okay. As you creep closer, you're going down the road and everything else, and you notice that there's been traffic on this road.
How recently?
You can't tell how recent, but it's just from the
I guess the question would be, does it look like it's freshly snapped, or does it look like it's been recently snapped?
It looks like that there's enough traffic that the grass doesn't grow in the cracks anymore.
And the road is still present.
Yes, the road is semi-present. It's beat up, but it there's obvious two tracks where people are going around rougher patches. And when they're on the road, there's grass that's not growing because it's constantly getting removed.
And are they focusing on where the two tracks are, or are they kind of like deviating to go where the road is the best fit?
Exactly. They're going through the smoothest through here. And it looks like it was coming from the main roads that came from downtown Gainesville and going this way.
So like 2.5 miles away.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you follow it, you're looking at your map and you're going to be all of a sudden on the airport.
We will stop 3/4 of a mile away. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right.
All right.
And I think that's a prison. That is.
Is it Grace?
Basically, north of the Elachuca County Jail. It's not marked on the map, but that's obviously a prison. They've got a trench all the way around and fences all the way around it. In a perfect square.
Alachua County County Jail.
Yeah, go north of that. And when you have a square fence that also has a road that is exactly following the fence all the way around it, and then a trench, that is not for someone to be friendly. Oh my God, there's a double road. Just out there is there's cement on the inside of the fence and the outside of the fence.
Is this off 222?
It's turned on.
Or is it
I'm ready for a little bit of juicy backstory.
Where the Santa Fe Work Release Center is.
South of that?
Right next to it.
Yeah, that's actually comes up as Grace Marketplace here.
Ooh, nice.
Really? That is not Grace a Pharmacy. Marketplace. Look at how that's built. Bulk of the parking is outside the fence. There is a perimeter road that exactly matches the fence.
Yeah.
There is a perimeter sidewalk that matches the fence.
It is the airport. Airport proper, right? No?
No.
No, this is...
Let me drag this over to that screen.
Oh!
That's a prison.
Yeah.
Let me see.
They're using it as a... Are they using it as a base proper?
I don't know what they're using in real life. That's just... I'm looking at it, and it's not what it's reported on the map.
In-game, are they using it as base proper?
No, this is actually still standing.
Are there trees where the grass would be?
Yes.
So I would propose we go there and see what's there.
Because your airport is here. This is where...
Is this what you're seeing?
This right here? The Hank signal is coming over here.
I cannot see what you are seeing yet, my brother.
Hold on. Let me get my...
Digital Whiskey's back on. Yay! What's up, Digital Whiskey?
Oh, he's been on for a bit, man. Yeah. Okay. He's been on for a bit.
We love you, buddy.
Ben, what's Ben sharing?
I've missed you so much.
Watch stream.
Yeah,
stream.
That's what we're seeing.
That's it.
But that is not what Tim is pointing at as where Hank's signal is coming from. It is coming from the base proper, like the airport
from
proper.
From the airport. In fact, actually, if you see the dead center here? Of the airport, he is...
Yeah, closer there. Closer there.
Up more.
Right here?
A little bit further
up more,
forward.
Up more. Nope. Up. Keep going up.
There might be another building complex up there.
Keep going up.
Right there.
You see that black parking lot? Near there.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Makes sense. Okay.
I have 2 drones in the vehicle right now that I can use. And I am unsure as to if we should scout that area to see what's actually there, or if we should attempt to go to where that prison was to see if we can set up a base of operations there and launch from there.
Drive in Death Blossom.
As fun as the Death Blossom sounds, Tim, I prefer to stay
alive. What I'm thinking is see all this wooded area around here up at the top.
Yeah.
Is that where you want to end up?
Yeah, because that way we have cover, because all of this is a fucking kill zone.
Not at the moment. It might actually have trees there. We haven't visually seen it yet.
If they're landing planes.
We have not. Yeah. We have not visually seen it yet. In pre-times, it most likely was 100% grass.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, we haven't seen it yet. Where is our route into there?
See the yellow line?
That's
it.
From the north or from the south?
You're coming from the south.
Okay. As we get closer to that area, I want to slow down.
Okay. You're close to the area, so slow down.
Yeah. Once we get there, I would like to pull off into what is the most secluded area and begin to scout, whether with Bjorn or Jake, and have them see what is our best option.
Actually, there is on your map, there is on the...
Is it the airport parking lot?
No, the best was there's all the farmland around the front, the north side of the road, actually is overgrown heavily with trees now. So that's all very heavily wooded.
Okay, I will slowly drive the vehicle in and have either Bjorn or Jake go behind us and cover our tracks to attempt to obscure that there was a giant vehicle coming through here.
I can do that.
Glue the tree back up.
I don't know if gluing the tree back up is the right option, but at the very least, we want to say that there was a massive creature that came through here to deter people from going this way.
Okay. How far off the road are you going to go?
Quarter of a mile, perhaps?
Jesus.
Eighth of a mile?
Couple, 100 yards.
Is that better? Eighth of a mile?
You're going to be almost under that. Okay.
I guess eighth of a mile. I want to obscure the vehicle from sight.
100 yards should be fine.
However deep that is for you, Tim, is how deep I want to go.
All right. You can do so.
I mean, like, that's the thing, right?
It just sounds...
It was meant to be funny. And Tim didn't laugh.
Is there a house in there? There is a house in there. Okay.
Perfect. The house is where we stop.
Yes, you find ruins of a house in the woods. It even has ruins of a barn that's half standing.
Perfect. That is where we parked the vehicle.
Okay.
Where is this? North of the
just slightly to the right, left of the airport. Just slightly to the left of the airport.
North of the airport, the black parking lot. All the trees there on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. The inside there's a little house inside there.
I continue.
Yeah, with the barn.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you check fan chatter for me? What are people saying?
Uh oh, they're yelling at us.
Listening has another Ben. What's Recon 17? I missed you too, buddy. Love you, Digital Whiskey.
Okay. So you're just gonna then walk across the street?
No.
All casual like and shit? No.
I will have either Jake or Bjorn get out their binocs or the scope and see what they can see landing on the runway or what they can see in that parking lot.
Okay. What it looks like, as you observe the airport...
I will kill the engine, so I'll turn it off.
Lots and lots of trees are over there now.
Okay. Of course.
Is there
a clear runway?
The hangars look like they are collapsed.
Okay.
You can't see the runway from here because of the trees.
Debatable, but okay.
If there's... It's on the ground.
Debatable.
You're on the ground.
Debatable, but okay.
About a half a mile away.
Yeah. Are we seeing or hearing any planes?
Ah! Yes, you hear something that sounds like an engine in the air.
Does it sound like...
Okay. No.
Okay, so it sounds like...
Sounds like a Honda Civic.
It does not sound like a Honda Civic, you asshole.
Honda Civic with a fart can. Actually, that would be accurate. It looks like a small aircraft that has a wing on the top.
A wing on the top?
A wing on the top.
Like a Cessna Piper Cub?
Yeah, kind of looks like that, but man, it looks a little weird. Like instead of being smooth from what you can see, it looks like there's ribs on the side.
Okay.
Ribs. This is good eating.
Okay. So this almost looks like it would be an old cloth style wing, like an old biplane.
Not a biplane. It's the wings on top.
It's just a high mono wing.
Okay.
And as you watch it, it's coming actually from your left. Keeps getting lower, 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 disappears behind underneath the trees.
Okay. Okay, and then lands. Are we hearing more?
Do we hear anything as they're landing?
Yeah, the engine like slowly dies.
Over the radio.
Oh.
What are they requesting for? Fuel, supplies.
No, this one just asked if he could land, and they said told him to pull up to the south entrance.
South entrance.
Okay. So Jake has history. Does this appear to be something like
Danish? Midway? Thank you, Ben.
Like the old parasol wings.
It looks like. Hold on. No, not a parasol wing.
Okay.
What you're thinking is from your experience of God, this looks like an Alaskan bush plane,
like a Cessna. Okay,
got it.
Like a higher version of a Cessna?
More like a Cessna that's made out of cloth and wood.
Yeah.
That would be a lower version of a Cessna. Much lower version.
But the wingspan is higher, right? Because it's up and out as opposed to lower and out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a higher and out version of a Cessna. Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
These are like the old Cessnas, yeah.
Does it have two propellers or one propeller?
You only saw one.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds like the Cessna or the Pipers. But with ribs, visible ribs, that usually means there's a cloth wing, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So just making sure my thinking was in accordance with the GM's as well. So, all right. Okay. So... Yeah, how close can we get before we're in sight of the buildings?
You got to cross the road, and if anybody is in the buildings looking that direction, they'll see you right away.
Okay, so we're on the other side of the road. Okay, because he's not going to get visible.
But there are trees on the other side of the road.
There's trees on the other side of the road.
So they wouldn't be able to see the road.
If someone is observing the road from the buildings, like this top of the building, because you can see the buildings through...
Is there anyone on the buildings? Can
None
I see any
you
windows
see right now? No.
Okay.
Run.
What time is it?
Their time. Yeah.
It is now 3 p.m. Actually, 4 p.m. I'll give you 4 p.m. You guys screwed around at the rest stop.
The rest stop was a great time, guys. So Bjorn and Jake.
Based on what we
He's got to fill up his Jaguar cup.
All right.
So Bjorn and Jake, I think you two should scout ahead. I'm going to stick with the vehicle for just a second. I will continue to scan the airwaves.
Okay.
Let me know when you guys go across the road. Because that's when shit's going to get real. Because you guys are going to be in their turf. As opposed to a spot where I can defend you from and drive up the vehicle with.
Right. So, depending upon what time it gets dark, we might want to wait until the sun is with us.
I think the sun sets at like 7:30, 8 o'clock time frame. Okay. I don't know if it's spring or fall just yet, but I know it sets earlier in the day as opposed to later, like 9, 10 o'clock.
Gotcha. Okay. Of course, the planet just also to get
spring
hit with a comet.
Only
so
between 6 and 7,
fair.
Well, yeah, depending on what time of year it is. Okay.
Well,
when those planes are landing, that might be an ideal time to come in because they're going to be watching the planes, not the roads.
Perhaps they could be watching the planes and not the roads, but I think we should focus on.
What time of year is it, Tim?
Is it spring or summer or fall?
It's summer because remember you guys ran into a hurricane.
Okay. It's not getting
summertime.
So
we have till like 10 o'clock before the light really is just gone.
Nine.
Did the Earth shift? Did the Earth shift a little bit,
Mr. Michigander?
Did the Earth shift a little bit? Let me ask you the question. Did the Earth shift a little
about
bit?
In Michigan? Yeah, it's about 10 or 11.
Okay.
Here it's 9.
Fair enough.
Closer to the equator.
Who cares about the equator? It doesn't exist anymore.
Mr. Michigander here.
Does just surf off the edge?
Correct.
He hasn't gotten used to the fact that we don't get as much tilt here.
Until the end of the day. And then it's just...
It also doesn't help that we're like at the edge of the time zone.
Oh, I don't know if we're Michigan. At the edge of the time zone. But in Michigan, we're really close.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I suggest is that you guys wait until you see a plane coming in and then jump across the road. Because that should be the time that they're more focused on the plane itself.
Well, we can... Yeah. I say we observe first to see if we see anyone.
Wait, see anyone on the roof? Yeah.
On the roof or, you know, in buildings and things like that.
Yeah.
See if there's any sort of vehicle traffic.
Yeah, see if there's any sort of perimeter vehicle traffic, and then we can judge. Then,
does this road appear to have any traffic on it? Does it look like it's been well traveled?
It looks like it's used because the grasses and stuff in the cracks are being worn down.
Okay.
But there's you haven't seen anybody on it.
Okay.
Don't cross it just yet.
Yeah.
Wait at least a half hour.
Yeah. At least until we see a plane coming in.
Basic of sniper school.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Why is this
patient?
Right?
Oh, I think I clicked on the wrong. No, I'm on video. Oh, because I clicked on the wrong. There we go. There's a party!
Hey, there's Ben.
We were looking at his.
There I am.
His stream.
Oh, that's fair. So what I suggest is we wait another couple of hours. It looks like it can get darker soon, and then we can hopefully make our jump across as the planes start landing for the night.
If any more even land.
True. Right. If any more even land. But as we'll it gets off. Closer to that time.
In other words, sit and observe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's so what I observe. Said. I'd say after an hour, if we haven't seen anyone, we can make a decision then on...
Hank's signal staying about the same, right?
Yeah.
He's still on that black tarmac, approximately.
Approximately. That, absolutely. That, yeah, you'd think... Yeah, right around there.
Okay. Perfect.
I do bring out my ghillie suit.
Okay. A ficus appears.
A giant ficus.
A wild ficus.
Which is weird because ficus are not appears. Normal around here. So
He blends in very well now.
All right, so you're going to observe for 1 hour.
Yes.
All right, I get 3 rolls.
That sucks.
You hear an explosion in the distance.
Perfect. The plane blew up.
44!
I'm so surprised.
16 success.
Not surprised to see.
That's not 16.
You hear the sound of a mortar in the distance going... Thump.
No.
A red circle appears on the ground around you.
What's that?
I'm surprised they saw us.
Okay. So...
You guys hear a very loud noise, like an engine with no exhaust, coming from your right, from down the road. And, hey, we've seen that vehicle before.
We're pretty decently far off the road, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can hear it. You can easily hear it.
What is the vehicle?
It looks like a deuce and a half.
Yeah, it's the deuce and a half we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jake and I saw earlier.
I'm sorry, Bjorn. This is the vehicle we saw earlier, Bjorn.
Tomorrow's End is played with the Morrow Project version 4.0 game system available from Timeline LTD at www.timelineltd.com. www.tabletopsoundcollection.com. We also use with permission the ambient sound collection from tabletopaudio.com. Check them out for a ton of ambient soundscapes for your tabletop RPG sessions. Until next time...